Push the boat out further to the deep water. Then you and your partners let down your nets for a catch.
Oh, Master, we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets.
James! John!
James, John! Get your boat over and give us some help! Hurry!
That's enough!
Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.
Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin from God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. The scripture reading is taken from Luke's Gospel as written in the NIV, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. God's word reads thusly. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he saw Simon put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, "For the Sake of the Call," by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Said, "Come follow me," and they came. With reckless abandon they came. Empty nets lying there at the water's end. Told a story that few could believe and none could explain.
We've been abandoned it all.
The scripture has been read for your hearing. Praying. Bless this message, dear Lord. May it be to your glory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I am grateful today to talk on the topic of abandon it all for the call. Abandon it all for the call. In Matthew 28:18-19, Jesus, on the basis of his authority from God, charged his disciples, his apostles, to make disciples, to make more and more disciples as they preached, baptized, and taught. In verse 20 of the same gospel, the same chapter, Jesus taught them to observe what he commanded in the Great Commission. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Of what frame of mind was Peter when Jesus called? As Jesus was teaching at Lake Tiberias, the Sea of Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee, his response when Jesus asked Peter to let down his net, his frame of mind when Jesus asked him to lay down his net. Did he have an attitude or disposition of a disciple of Jesus? When Jesus instructed Peter to let down his net, Peter didn't think it would do any good. After all, they had been fishing all night and had not caught a thing. After all, Peter probably considered himself a professional fisherman, and therefore, wouldn't he know more about such a matter than a carpenter? Then perhaps Peter thought better about the matter and said, because you say so, I will let down the net. In the back of his mind, Peter may have thought it wouldn't work, because Peter thought that what Jesus was asking defied logic. But in verse 5-8, we see that obeying the Lord's word, the catch was enormous. The catch was overwhelming for even two boats, as they were filled to overcapacity. It was at this point that Peter got a clear look at his own sinfulness. And by the same token, we got a crystal clear look at the frame of mind of a genuine disciple, a true follower of Jesus, when Peter said, "But because you say so, I will let down the net." Then Peter laid down the net. He and his co-workers were very astonished at their level of success, and so were James and John. At this, Jesus reassured Simon, saying, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boat up on shore, left everything, and followed him. However, following Jesus meant having to abandon a successful business and leaving his wife behind for the time at hand. James and John left their father Zebedee behind. They all left and followed Jesus. The Lord called them to a greater service and greater rewards. They abandoned it all for the call of the Lord. Some of us may think we can't do anything good in becoming a disciple of Jesus. We might think that we're too sinful, but Jesus calls sinners. We can read that in Luke chapter 5, verse 8 and 32. Jesus called Simon Peter, and Jesus said that he did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. We are to follow him above all else, including family, our work, and even ourselves. We must deny ourselves and follow Jesus. For those who follow Jesus, the blessings and rewards are great in our present day and time, and in the hereafter, the eternal life. When we become a disciple, the Lord may ask us to do things that we don't think will work, like seeking first the kingdom of God, Luke 12:22-34, Matthew 6:33, like laying up treasures in heaven instead of laying up treasures here on earth. The Lord may ask us to do things that we don't understand at first. Be baptized for the remission of our sins. Observe and take part in the Lord's Supper. We might think, why attend the means of grace, assembly, Sunday school, and Bible study, for example? For the obedient, the rewards are great. We inherit the kingdom of God. Are we in the frame of mind of that of becoming a disciple? Are you willing to heed the call of the Lord and follow him? Are you willing to obey the Lord's word and become a disciple, even when it seems unreasonable? Are you willing to say, but because of you, so, and because of you, and because you say so, I will obey? You can do so today. All you have to do is say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Then open your heart and invite him in. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a wonderful creator. We are not to worry or have fear about anything with the help of your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to obey your word and to heed your call to discipleship and service, even when your call may seem unreasonable to us. These and all blessings we ask with humble and thankful hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The closing song is entitled, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, by Reverend Timothy Wright.
Come on, Charles. Shall come. What kind of sound? church, come on. I wish I had some witnesses back there. What ground are you standing on? Sinking. Yeah. Come on, moan with us. Come on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, hey.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time. And at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money. God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.